Good evening and welcome to the WRFL. I'm the co-host, but kind of the host of the show sometimes, Trevor Truitt, along with me tonight from his comfy man cave in Broken Arrow, Jared Cornelius. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good. We haven't done a pod in a while of any kind. We haven't even done WRFL or NCAA stuff, which we're in the thick of, we're in the second round of the playoffs, which I guess we're not. You and I, Trevor,
were
eliminated. Which, you know, I'm going to contest it with the heads of the WRFL because I think that there should be an exception to that. If you lose, but you score the second highest amount of points, you should get a chance. But, you know, that's not how it works around here.
Yeah, trust me, I'd be in a lot better shape in the NFL if that was the case, too.
Yeah, no, but I will say I'm happy Texas got the win. It was a great game. Ohio State did what I've been saying I thought they would do if they played again. You know what? That Oregon-Ohio State game told me everything. It just reaffirmed my beliefs. I was like, man, I don't care if they're undefeated. I don't think Oregon with Dillon Gabriel is going to win the national championship. And I actually think being undefeated going into that game was actually I think it was bad for him. I think losing actually is good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, sometimes you need just a little, you know, to make it seem like, hey, you're not the only undefeated team. Like, you can be beaten. It's more realistic.
Well, losing a game gives you something to work on and improve on, which a lot of teams, like, I've been a part of football teams where, you know, if you win, you know, you don't spend a lot of time going over the stuff that you did wrong, but that's what separates, like, really good coaching and bad coaching. Is like, all right, yeah, we won, but here are the things we did wrong that we need to improve on, otherwise we won't win. So with Oregon, you know, it's just with me, it's just the same old song and dance. And I'm sorry if Jason's listening. I didn't even say shit to him because I feel bad, even though he's over here saying, you're Texas right before the game started. What did he say, Trevor? Texas, I don't think they're ready for the big dogs. And what does he do? Is Oregon a big dog? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know where everyone gets off thinking Oregon's one of the big dogs. They ain't never done shit in their fucking program except have 500 different uniform combinations. That's literally all they have. They've never done nothing. So I will say they've won the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, so that's pretty good.
I think Oregon is a good team, and I think it was kind of a product of young head coaching, maybe not, you know, like you said, focusing on a lot of stuff that they did bad necessarily when they won. So I think they're in good shape. I think their coach is really good.
I never heard anybody tell me why they were so good. Like, yeah, they're 13-0, but like, it's never like, I know they have a couple of good receivers, but like, Dillon Gabriel, he played about as good as he did at OU and they didn't do shit. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like, he's a 28-year-old fucking college quarterback, too, so, or however old he is. I know he's older. But I think that game is just like, yeah, I mean, now listen, when you got teams where it's like, oh, their defensive line is, oh, and they're fucking this and that, I just don't think Oregon really had much. Like, most people were like, yep, they won again, they're good, move on, next. But all these other teams get dissected like fucking frogs in biology in middle school. So I just don't understand. Like, and listen, I got to say, for the Texas-Arizona State game, that was a hell of a game. Whenever they scored, and I literally told my dad, I was like, man, I hope we're not up like some stupid score, like 24-7 or something going into the second half. And that's exactly, it was 24-8. But I literally, as soon as they scored the first touchdown, I got the two-point conversion. I looked at my dad and said, what did I say? And, you know, I thought, I was convinced we were going to lose when it was 4th and 13. At the end of the game, I was like, yeah, it's over. Well, you know, good season, whatever. And then Quinn throws an absolute dime on a post route across the middle, over the top, which should never have even happened. And then literally that throw and the next two throws were all touchdowns. So it was an incredible. I could feel the Arizona State fans' mouths dropping and their stomachs turning. I could feel it because I've had that feeling before where it's just like, we're going to win. We're going to win. And then it just, and it was literally Trevor. Because I know you were watching and they going,
I was doing that to the field goal kicks that he kept missing because I was like, I know Jared is losing his mind right now.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No, my mom and dad came watch the game with me. And he missed the first one. And I was like, this is just like Georgia. It's just like fucking Georgia. He did the same thing in that game. Literally, the only difference in that game is that we didn't beat Georgia in overtime. We actually were able to do it against Arizona State. But, like, that fucking guy, and every time they start talking about, oh, he's a veteran kicker, he fucking, oh, if he's that good, he wouldn't be in college this long. He'd have fucking gotten drafted by now or something. And then I saw whatever, you see fucking Sark over there, like, trying to hype him up, and I'm like, look at him, he wants to call him a fucking... He wants to tell him, listen, you fucking missed this kick. I swear to fucking God, you won't be riding the bus back home. I was like, that's what I'd be saying to him. I was like, and then what does he do? He goes out there and doinks it off the left upright. What a fucking disgrace. And I was worried that he was going to miss the PAT to tie it up.
I would have been worried too, considering, I mean.
So, luckily, whenever it came to overtime, like, we were able to score, you know, get the two-point conversion win. I said to my parents, like, you could feel the momentum immediately change after that immediate, because, like, literally as soon as they came out in the second overtime, the camera wasn't even done panning the field, and we were already in the end zone. So, like, it was so quick, like, that touchdown and then two-point conversion. I just knew, I was like, it's over.
The blown coverage where you let the wide receiver get behind you on like a third and 50. I was like, how do you do that? Like, I was like, that's young team.
Are you talking about the one that we scored on?
Yeah.
It was 4th and 13.
Yeah, and they let
that
him.
That was a third.
I was like, how do you let him get behind you?
Well, like, so that's one of those moments where it's like whenever you're, like, watching a game and you're hopeful and you're like, well, if this happens and this happens and this happens.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm like in my head. I'm like, well, if we can get over the top, we'd have a chance of scoring quicker. But, like, because the way defenses work, most of the time they don't allow anything over the top or behind. And that was just that was the worst time possible. I think they started celebrating a little too early on that game. But, you know what, I would just like to say, this will probably be like one of the last times we talk about college football, and like, you know what? And them not calling that call targeting was the correct call. I don't fucking care what you have to say. He caught the ball, turned around, and he got hit right in the fucking mush. That's football.
I think that
he didn't lower his head.
In the game they're going to call it, but they didn't want it, and they didn't want it to decide the game, which I agree with. I do say that in the rules of college football, it is technically targeting, because as long as you hit a guy or a 15-yard penalty by hitting. I know, but I'm just saying the rules
it's
are.
It's impossible. It is impossible to tackle somebody without their head getting touched.
I mean, I agree.
But the thing is, here's the thing, and I'm pretty sure that this was taken into account. It was face-to-face tackle form tackling. Like, that's almost usually you're taught to put it, like, between the face mask and the top of the shoulder pad. That's a straight-up form tackle. He didn't hit him with his head lowered to the side of his helmet when he wasn't looking. He caught the ball, turned towards the upfield, and then got hit face-to-face. I don't look at that as a defenseless receiver, and I'm glad if they would have called that, it would have cost him the game.
So, it definitely would have. And I'm glad they didn't call it because of that, because even if it was, like, it's so... Something like that shouldn't change the game. It shouldn't change the game.
No, I agree, but like, listen, if it looked like a murder shot, that to me is targeting. It's the stuff that is so clear that it's like it's almost illegal what they just did. Like a car accident, like you're standing on the side of a road on Bourbon Street, you fucking hit by a car. And what a shame. And also, if any terrorists are listening, you can go fuck yourselves, all right? You almost ruined the beginning of the year, you ruined a football game, and you scared the American public. Go fuck yourselves. I hate terrorists, dude. And you know what's crazy? A lot of people think it's like some guy from like fucking some Muslim country. He's from Beaumont, Texas, and he fought in the army. So he's not like, you know what I'm saying? He's just got a terrorist-y sounding name, so everyone thinks he's a terrorist, which he is, but like, I don't know. That's where it's funny whenever people start talking about, like, terrorists, where it's like, oh, wait, you just think...
Yeah, people don't think that other people can be terrorists. They think it can only be the people who did 9/11. So it's like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, that's a terror... See, the term terrorist means something different to everybody.
Yeah.
It's someone that does something like what that guy did. That's terrorism. Like, you know, but like, to some people, did he have a towel on his head? Well, terrorist. Like, you know what I mean? But, fuck that guy. The war room does not approve.
Yeah, that guy cannot be on the podcast, even if he was alive.
No, and honestly, you know, I, you know, thoughts and our thoughts are out to are the people that had anybody affected. That's a horrible thing. It's what a shitty way to start the year, if I might add. It's a horrible way to start the year.
Yeah, 3 a.m.?
Yeah, dude. People out there partying.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you know, like, they're getting crazy out there on Bourbon Street.
Well, you know what? Everyone's all like, oh, I wonder if this is like the start of something to come. I'm like, who did they kill that was important? They just, this asshole just decided to kill, like, attack a bunch of people. Like, it's domestic terrorism. It's not, I don't think it's ISIS. Because it's like, oh, they would have, like, I don't know, driven a truck into the White House or something. Like, why would they go out and attack a bunch of drunk partier people at,
yeah,
on Bourbon Street?
And only, like, I mean, I feel like it would have been bigger than that if it was, you know.
I agree. Well, exactly. Because, like, it's not like, you know, I don't know, one of Biden's cabinet people was there on Bourbon Street, which, you know, would probably cause a fuss on Fox News. Can you believe Biden's got guys out partying on New Year's Eve? What a disgrace.
He's sleeping and this guy's out here partying.
It's his fault. That guy caused it. He caused this attack. That's who did it. Yeah. I me and my dad started talking. I was like, do you think they should cancel the game? He's like, yeah, probably. And I was like,
I thought for a minute they might move it somewhere.
Well, I think they were all already in New Orleans, so that would have been like, all right, let's go get on a plane or get on the bus.
Yeah.
That would have been terrible for both teams.
Oh, they would have had to they probably would have sent them to probably Atlanta, honestly.
Jeez, that's such a long trip.
But,
and also, Georgia was playing in it. That'd be a home game for them.
Yeah, I think it's happened a couple times before, though.
Yeah. Well, you know,
national championship, seems to happen all the time because the SEC always makes a fucking national championship, and it's always in the South, usually.
In the South. Yeah, because the weather. I mean, that's just, I mean, what do you want? But, like, here's the thing. Home field advantage or not, this is lining up best against best. Who gives a fuck who's in the crowd? I think people worry way too much about that shit. It's not the same as playing Georgia in Athens at their stadium. Like, it's not the same as if you play them in Atlanta. Like, yeah, they're going to have more people.
Yeah, it's not the spot. It's not the same because, I mean, you have the whole home field advantage where, like, I don't care what anybody says, you know, they're in control of the music, they're in control of how loud it is, they're in control of hyping the crowd up. Well, when you're, you know, even if you're at their stadium, it's the people in charge of all that stuff are going to be non-biased people, so they can't fucking be like, let's get up on fourth down!
No, I agree. Like, and also, it's going to be played in probably an NFL stadium. Or a dome.
Yeah, they usually,
so it's,
yeah,
not the same.
Falcons, yeah.
It's just not the same. Dude, fucking college playoff games and neutral sites, it don't matter where it is. As long as it's not at the person.
Yeah,
it's,
as long as they're not going, you know, having a Penn State wideout in the fucking semifinals. Like,
I mean, Trevor, is where the Cotton Bowl played, where, or they don't play the Cotton Bowl, or do they play, does OU and Texas still play the Cotton Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, that's in Texas. Is it that big of an advantage for the Longhorns? No, there's always a...
No, it's usually 50-50, right, yeah, yeah.
It don't matter. It's the neutral...
It don't matter, man. It don't fucking matter.
Exactly. Well, that's why I think if Texas and Georgia... I mean, I won't see it. Indiana to Georgia, they have to play somewhere like Tennessee or something. Somewhere right in the middle of Kentucky. But who gives a fuck about all that? No one came here to listen about all that. I will say, who do you think's going to end up in the national championship?
I mean, I gotta stick with the original pick I had this year of Ohio State winning. I mean, a couple weeks ago I wouldn't have said that. 5 weeks ago I wouldn't have said that. I just said, well, my pick's not looking too good, but they look like they've turned it up, and it looks like Ryan Day wants to keep his job. I think we're gonna see a Ohio State Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's gonna beat Penn State, and I think Notre Dame, they could do it, man. I think they could win it all for sure. They look really good.
I believe
good.
In their coach for sure. I mean, I've been a big Marcus Freeman fan since. And honestly, I wouldn't be mad if any of these teams won. Obviously, I'm a Texas fan, so it's nice to see 2 years in a row in the semifinals. That's good. We're heading in the right direction, especially once Arch takes over. Then we're going to be unbeatable. I'm telling you, dude, we're never going to lose once Arch takes over. You're not going to be able to beat us, that's for sure. But I think I mean, dude, I don't like how people are talking like we don't have a chance against Ohio State. Last time I checked,
that's ridiculous to say that to anybody at this point in the playoffs, to say that nobody has a chance.
Oh, and there's, especially, it's not like we're Boise State. And also, let's be fair here, we played Michigan also, and we whooped their fucking ass. Ohio State doesn't even score more than 10, so we could definitely beat them. And I think our defense is good enough to hang with anybody. And also, I think the one team that's been proven to be able to beat us is Georgia, and they're out. So I don't think there's any reason to think that we can't win. Now, if you're basing it off the last few games where it's been a little sloppy in the middle, I agree that I don't like that. But I do think this is going to be a very, I think it's going to be a very physical game, which I think could help us because we like to run the ball a lot. I think that could help us out. But Quinn, dude, I'm telling you, that was a big thing for him to do in the clutch, winning a game in overtime. Like, that's something that he's had the chance to do a few times, and he hasn't been able to do it. And that was big because I'm telling you, this is the exact same scenario as Georgia. Georgia forces it to overtime because our fucking redheaded cunt kicker can't make a field goal or two in one game. And then, you know, Georgia seals the deal after we can't get it done. And, you know, I don't know. I think that's going to be a good game. Penn State Notre Dame is going to be also, I think, a physical game. I think it's going to be really good. Now, if I had it my way, it'd be Texas Notre Dame. I mean, I did say at the beginning of the year, I think Ohio State over Texas in the national championship. But guess what? This ain't the national championship. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll be wrong twice. But I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I'm just glad it's not like one of the people that's always fucking there. I mean, it's cool. Somebody that hasn't won it in over a decade is going to win it.
Yeah. And I mean, you got Big Ten, SEC. We got two Big Ten, SEC, and then independent. So I mean, it's a chance for Big Ten to do two in a row. Which I don't know when the last time they've done that as. It's probably been a while.
They definitely haven't had.
I don't think in the 2000s. I mean, two schools go back to back. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That hasn't happened in a long time, and. You know, I think it would have been cool for Texas to win the national championship as a Big 12 school last year. I was hoping we would have been the last, you know, out of us and OU to be the last team both times to win the national championship as a Big 12. But I don't really care about the conference thing, though. I just want to win. You know what I'll say? I say before every game I watch my favorite team play, I just hope it's close. I don't care the end score. That Arizona State game was great. Even though it had my blood pressure through the roof, it was great. It was fun to watch. That's what you want to see in a football game.
Yeah, for
and that
sure.
That Cam Scataboo guy, he's a tough son of a bitch. He looks like he might be a Polack. He's tough.
No,
he's
dude, fucking, that guy fucking
got a big head.
They did a good job. I mean, just representing the Big 12 as far as conference coming in there. First year, winning and then going as far as they did. I mean, they were
had a great year.
They're on the brink of fucking going to the next round. So I mean, yeah.
No, a lot of big ups to Arizona State. They had a great year.
I also like their head coach. I think he's pretty good.
I think but he looks like a little boy as a man, though. I don't like the way he looks. He looks like a little boy. He's like, I want to be a man. Yeah, I don't know. And also, he's a little immature. I think that also kind of is something with that whole team. I don't know if you're watching, but right off the bat, the quarterback is, like, screaming at his own players. He's slapping them away when they're trying to help him up. The coach is like, you could just tell that they weren't used to being in that environment at first because, like, they're all just, you can see when their emotions get super high. That'll fuck with you when you're playing. You know. That's something that I always had an issue with when I was younger. My coach Dragon would always tell me, quit acting like your hair's on fire. Because that's what you act like. You're running around out of control. You know, it's not always good to run full speed if you don't have any purpose to it. That's what I always say. But let's get to these fucking picks over here.
All right. Enough of college. We're into the last week of the NFL here. I need a perfect week pretty much to fucking have a chance of making the playoffs.
You need a perfect week and you need whoever is in front of you to like not pick this week.
Yeah.
Hey, goodbye. I'm telling you what, Thor kind of had the right idea. I mean, he took a bye last week and he's still up 92.
Yeah, because they're in the fucking conference where there's only five fucking cocksuckers over here instead of six. That being said, we got Saturday night matchup. We got a doubleheader. It's a doubleheader. It's a double AFC North doubleheader. We got the Browns taking on the Ravens here. The Ravens looking to potentially... Hang on, what are they... Are they even playing for anything?
So here's the deal. This is what I was going to say before we started picking. This is what I like to call the second hardest week of the year to pick.
Yeah, Jimmy, who's playing and who's not?
We've got a bunch of teams that are trying to lose that have been bad all year, going up against a bunch of teams that aren't going to start their guys, and they're going to look like a bad team that hasn't played together all year. So actually, and you know what's funny? I heard someone say on TV, they're like, you know, if you want to lose, just keep doing what you've been doing, like the Patriots. Like, like the guy was like, don't try to, like, what are you talking about? He's like, if you want to get this pick, just keep doing what you've been doing all year. You've been doing pretty good at losing all year. But I'll tell you what right now, if we go out there and win this fucking game as a Patriots fan, I'm going to set the fucking block on fire.
I will. Then and only then should the head coach be fired immediately.
Well, did you hear what he said in the press conference? I've never been a part of a team that's trying to lose a game before. We're going to go out there with the purpose of winning. And I was like, you're stupid.
It's not the time to do that, buddy. Like, this, even
well,
if you...
That's what
you're literally going to fuck up team. More shit.
They're not the only bad team that's saying shit like that. And it's just like, for me, whenever it's like, we got one game left, winning means absolutely nothing. I don't care about pride or nothing. Like, we're talking business here and setting yourself up for the future. Don't try to start winning now. Try to start winning in the offseason before the season starts. Don't try to start winning whenever it literally doesn't matter. And when it does matter if we win, because if we win, we don't get the number one pick, which we've never fucking had before. And that means a lot to me, because that number one pick is either A, generational player, B, a bounty of players and picks from a different organization with a lot of talent that we could like basically suck all their energy like a vampire, or we do some other thing. We trade Drake May for the second pick, draft Travis and Shador. The show continues. I'm down with that idea. I'm down to do it right now. But that's the kind of power you have with the number one pick.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's so close. The NFL, the standings are so close, and like there's so many really good teams. There's so many shitty teams that if we win, say we win, and all the teams that are three losses lose, like they're trying to do, we go from first to fourth. Or we win. Yeah. So we go from first to fourth, which is terrible because, one, you're missing out on probably Travis Hunter, who we're obviously, that's the main goal of this draft, I would say.
If Trevor, everybody, if you're listening, if Trevor and I were in the front office, we're going for Travis Hunter. If we're using the pick, we're going for Travis Hunter.
Well, I think either way, we're getting Travis Hunter. No matter if we trade this pick or not, we got to get Travis Hunter and trade the pick if we're going to do that.
What do you think about the guy from Ohio State as a wide receiver?
Oh, I think he's hyping, yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't mind if we took him.
I really...
I can play. But I mean Travis Hunter, he's just a one of a kind.
We just got to lose, and like I said, I'm either way. I think Drake May is good, and I think he's going to be a good quarterback in this league.
Us losing is actually in our best interest
as
an organization.
It's a good thing. We're going to get more to lose. We're getting way more to lose. Like you said, we're either...
And also...
We have decisions we can make.
And also, let's look at it this way. We're in really good shape for the future. We can count this year as a wash, or we can count it as a win if we get the number one pick out of it.
Yeah.
Because let's say this. If you're part of the Drake May's our guy camp, that's great. We got the quarterback. Now we just need to get him some help, which you can either do by drafting a guy or trading the pick for the right package, which I think might involve Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and some other cats from the Bengals, which would be great. Put those guys with fucking Drake May, there you go. Or I like there's three. So that's the thing. There's two realities where we keep Drake May, and then there's one where we trade a pick for him, and we get a new quarterback after only 1 year of Drake May. Which I think if you're gonna go, that's the time to do it. After only 1 year, don't spend
on
this guy.
For sure. And I think
Losing this game right here does nothing for us in the future. It just does nothing for us. Maybe at the fourth pick, like I say, maybe we can get that kid from Ohio State. But we're definitely going to have to stick with Drake May, which, like I said, I like Drake May. He's only played 1 year, so it's kind of hard for me to say, he's not any good. I mean, I did say I think drafting him was the equivalent of whoever drafted Mitchell Trubisky, because I don't know. But I have liked a little bit of what I've seen. He's big and strong like Josh Allen. He's got a good arm. I just think they're going to get him killed. They're playing him this week.
Yeah, I mean,
he shouldn't be playing. He should be at a spa.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, there's no reason to win, absolutely. So, first up, we got the Browns taking on the Ravens here. I don't think the Ravens are even playing they might be, and maybe they're, if they lose, then they could lose the division to the Steelers? Even though they split, so I don't know.
Well, what are their records?
11-5, and Steelers are 10-6.
They split. So basically, if the Steelers win and the Ravens lose, I think the Steelers win the division. Because that would mean probably the Steelers beat the Bengals both times. And, well, wait a minute. Did the Ravens also?
I think
that's weird, because the Browns have beaten the Steelers. But if the Ravens lose to the Browns, that means the Steelers and the Browns and Ravens have both lost to them, and they both swept the Bengals if the Steelers win.
I think it goes to division, and if the
but
Ravens...
That's what I'm going through right now. I'm telling you.
No. I'm saying, Steelers, like, overall division split, record. They're tied at 3-2. So, Baltimore...
Trevor, if the Steelers win and the Ravens lose, they'll have the same record.
Not in division. I mean,
I'm going through it. So, they split. So, that's a loss apiece. They both lose to the Browns. That's a loss apiece. That's two. They both swept the Bengals, which is... So, they both only have two losses. So, it would have to go to common opponents.
Yeah, but no, here's the thing, though. They would... If Pittsburgh beats Cincinnati and Baltimore...
That's both times they beat them. The Steelers beat them earlier
in the
season.
Yeah, and that would make them 4-2 in the division, and if Baltimore lost, they would be 3-3 in the division. Because they'd lose to the Browns.
Baltimore's only lost to Pittsburgh in the division.
They lost to somebody else. They're 3-2.
How? They lost to the Browns. Remember? Because Jameis Winston beat him. That's right. It was just a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. So, yes. No, the Ravens are going to be playing because they have to win this game. They have to. And the Steelers, that's what I'm... So, basically, if the Ravens lose and the Steelers win the division. So, yeah, these are both important games. And the Bengals have to win if they want to... It's a fucking shot in the dark for them to get in the playoffs or all the things that have to happen.
Well, they only have to have Denver lose now since Miami lost last week.
No. So I was listening to it today. In order for Cincy to get in, they have to win. Miami has to lose to the Jets, and Denver has to beat Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Denver has to beat Kansas City, obviously.
Yes. They have to win, and the Dolphins have to lose. That's the thing I don't think is going to happen. Because the Dolphins are going to play everybody, which we're going to get to all that. But, like, for the Bengals' sake, that's the toughest thing. Other than beating the Steelers, I think everybody acts like that's going to be easy.
Oh, no, hang on. Okay, Kansas City has to beat Denver.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Denver has to lose. So does the Dolphins. And... I don't know. And they have to beat the Steelers. None of those are easy. None of those are going to be easy to do. But these are both games Saturday are probably the two most, besides the last game on Sunday night, which we're going to get to, are probably two of the most consequential games. And the Browns want to lose because they want to get a good pick.
Well, Tua is not playing, it looks like, so it's a chance for them to win, I guess.
Why would he not be playing? Is he hurt?
Just said he's unlikely to play. I guess so. Yeah. He was hurt last week. He didn't play last week.
Okay, well, he must be hurt. So with that being said, I'm going to go Ravens. Double down on this game. They should beat the Browns. It's a team that's playing all their guys versus the team that's probably going to try to lose.
Yeah. I'm going to follow that, too. I don't think Jameis Winston's going to play. It looks like Zappi's going to start. It's in Baltimore. I just don't see them losing this game. They're favored by 20, which seems a little much in the NFL, but yeah. Next up, we got the 7 o'clock Saturday night main event, Bengals, with their fucking... with Joe Burrow fucking carrying this fucking team and Ja'Marr Chase with the shittiest defense I've ever seen in my life, taking on the
Pittsburgh Steelers. They have.
Taking on the Steelers, who are clinching the playoffs, but looking to try to win the division. On a little bit of a slide past couple of games. Who you taking?
So, this is a tough one. The Steelers, I think, are on a 3-game losing streak, I believe.
Yep.
They were 10-3 at one point. But also, I'm not saying that's because they played three hard. I mean, their last four games was the toughest in the entire NFL. So, I usually like going with teams that have their backs against the wall because they're going to play hard. This is a close game. The first time they played, Russell Wilson probably had his best game of the year against the Bengals when they played last time. I think the end score was, 40-35 or something like that?
44-38. Yep.
44-38. Okay. So basically, if I take the Bengals, I'm saying the Steelers are going to end the season on a 4-game losing streak, which I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go Steelers straight up on this game. I think, here's the thing, the Bengals at least showed some pride. They're going to end 8-9, which is a whole lot better than 4-12 or 4-13, which is what it's looking like they were going to be.
Yeah, they need to pay their fucking wide receiver. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that.
Well, they've got the biggest cheapskate family in history that runs their team. They never pay anybody. That's the problem. They pay Joe, which is crazy. I think what they need to do is get some defense, and they need to work on that defense is what they need to do.
Well, they do need to do that, but if they're not going to pay T. Higgins, you want to let him come to New England, that's fine, but
Ja'Marr Chase needs to get paid still, too.
No, I'm saying if they don't want to pay T. Higgins, that's one thing, but Ja'Marr Chase is having one of the best fucking years for a receiver ever right now, and he's not...
No, I know.
Like...
I agree. I pay them. It's funny. Is they know they got the money to do it. They haven't paid nobody ever.
Yeah, they don't have anybody else on their fucking team. Not on the fucking defensive end, that's for sure. They didn't pay Joe Mixon.
They've got the same defense. And their team is the same top to bottom as it was from that Super Bowl. It's just falling apart. I don't know. I don't like the Bengals' chances as getting in the playoffs. Too many things have to happen. One of which I really think is basically impossible. I'm going to go Steelers straight up. I believe Mike Tomlin. And you know what? Speaking of the Bengals, if they were smart, if they end up missing the playoffs, they'd have fired Zach Taylor and hired Belichick. That's what they would have done to get the defense in order. The offense obviously is fine.
Yeah.
I think you need a guy like him. I think that would have been great. But yeah, Steelers straight up. Sorry, Bengals. You had a valiant effort. I just think he's going to come up a little bit short.
I'm going to go with the Bengals double down. I think their back is against the wall. I just feel like the Steelers have played three really good teams. And I'm not saying the Bengals are a great team or really just an awesome team or anything like that. But it seems like the Steelers are a team that's going to lose to the really good teams. But that being said, I think Cincinnati's going to come out and play their ass off. I think they have to. Obviously, this is a Saturday game. So it's not like they can sit back and watch somebody and be like, oh, they won, so we're fucked now. So we, you know, but they know it starts now that their only chance is to win this game. So I'm going to double down with them. I do think Miami loses, and I think it comes down to it all is to the fate of Carson Wentz. But, and I know that, you know, this probably doesn't happen in the NFL, but I'm just saying, if I was the Chiefs, I think I'd be trying to lose this game because I don't want to see a Joe Burrow with maybe a decent defense hungry in the fucking postseason when, they were out. They were out the whole year until the last couple games where they've turned it on. So I'm going to roll with Bengals double down. Next up, we got the game we were just talking about. We got the Bills taking on the Patriots. I'm pretty sure that the Bills are going to rest most of their starters.
Yeah, they're not starting nobody.
So what should be happening is New England should be giving me and Jared a call, and we should be out there playing. So what should happen?
I'll do it. I'll play one game of NFL football and put my body on the line. Especially, with all the booze I drink over the fucking holidays. I need to work it off, so I'll do that. Just don't play Drake May.
Yeah, don't play
Drake May. Put me running back. Put Trevor at quarterback. Let's fucking do this. Let's lose. We can lose better than anybody ever. Okay, so just put us in there. I'm going to go Bills double down, and I hope I'm right with everything in my soul. The right thing to do for us Patriots fans is for them to lose. We will all be cheering if we do. Patriots fans across the world will cheer if we lose.
Yeah. So, what a time. What a turnaround, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we knew it was going to come at some point, but fuck. We go from winning Super Bowls and winning playoff games and all this stuff to hoping we can lose.
It was my whole life. I was born in 98. I got to join the ride right when it started, basically. So
I think that the closest I would ever be to burning a Patriots jersey would be if we fucking win this game.
No, for sure. I will not look or talk to the Patriots all summer if we fucking win this game. Like, don't be a bunch of assholes and go out there and be a bunch of tryhards and try to win this game. If I was Drake May, I'm throwing it in the fucking bleachers every time at the pass call.
I'm just running backwards, throwing the ball up.
safety. I'm turning the ground and throwing the ball in the back of the fucking end zone. And if Gerard Mayo is trying to win the game, I fire him. That's what I do. I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out.
Get rid of him. His priorities aren't in fucking order.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with the same thing. I'm going to go Bills double down. Next up, we got the Texans taking on the Titans here. Texans have already clinched their division, so I would imagine they're probably not going to be playing their starters either.
They can get better seeding if they win. No, I don't know. Yeah, probably not.
9-7. Yeah, I don't think they'll be playing their starters. They kind of get injured a lot anyway, so.
I'd be playing. We're not going to go 9-8 and be like, woohoo, we made the playoffs. Who cares? They'll fucking 10 wins is better than 9, I'll tell you what.
But it's also against a team who should be trying to lose, too, so this could just be a shit fest. A shit fest,
this
dude.
Is the worst week of football ever. It's just terrible. You've seen a bunch of guys that are obviously supposed to be playing second string. Like, it's just goddamn. What a shit fest. I still happen to believe that. I don't fucking know. I'm going to get Texans straight up. I don't know. I think this is going to be a shit-fest game right here. It's going to suck. 13-11.
Yeah, I think that man, this is just a shit game, and I've got to double down either way just because I need the points. I'm going to go with the Titans double down. Fuck it. I'm purely going to go with that reason because Luke went with the Texans double down. next up, we've got... What the fuck happened here?
It should be the Panthers and the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, we got another shit fest here. The Panthers, who were, trying to lose, who won a couple weeks ago, which... I mean, I think they're going to roll with their quarterback. I think he's proven enough to stay in there. And also... maybe it should show that all these quarterbacks that are just now coming around the corner, maybe we should keep a little bit more faith in them and stop pulling them out and putting them in and pulling them out and putting them in and fucking being wishy-washy. Panthers versus the Falcons. Falcons got to win this game to try to make the playoffs, and they got to have the Bucks lose. Who are you going with?
I've liked what I've seen from Michael Penix. He was the guy that I wish we would have taken over Drake May.
I wish we would have taken fucking Jaden Daniels, but we didn't fucking.
Well,
get the
he went number two though. I'm saying what we could have taken. Oh, yeah. We could have taken Penix, and I would have rather have had him personally. But I think it works better that way. I'm going to go with the Falcons. They got their backs against the wall. They got a little bit of life now with this new guy. He's been playing pretty good. They lost a heartbreaker to the Commanders. They're still in it. As long as the Buccaneers lose and they win, they'll win the division and squeak into the playoffs. I'm going to go Falcons double down. The Panthers, I think they got their quarterback. They just need to work on the rest of the team. They got nobody. They need an offensive line.
That is right. Wide receivers.
They got a 42-year-old Adam Thielen one-handed balls in the back of the end zone.
They need a tight end. They need a lot of things.
It's not sustainable.
They got a running back.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
Falcons double down.
Yeah, I'm gonna also go with Falcons double down. I think they're a better team. I think they have to win. I think the Panthers really don't need to win. They've shown that, you know, that maybe they can be a decent team, but they need draft picks and free agents. Next up, we got the New Orleans Saints taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who just need to win to get into the playoffs. Been a really good team at times during the year. Dropped a couple of stinkers also. Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield having a pretty good year. 4,300 yards, 39 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Mike Evans, he needs, 85 yards to be over 1,000 for, like, his fucking 12th straight year or something crazy. Who are you going with?
So this is also the War Room game of the week. Buddy, I hate to say it. I think the Saints are going to eke this game and win it. I think the Saints are going to win this game. I'm going to go Saints straight up. I think the Buccaneers, a lot of why they've won the last few weeks is their offense is just absolutely humming. I don't know how long that's going to last. The Saints always give them problems. Not other than the game they played earlier this year. But, like, it's usually – the Saints usually play well against them. And I just have a bad feeling. I'm picking the Saints purely off of feeling. Like, this isn't – I obviously think Tampa's better and they should win this game. I just have a bad feeling, man. It's also – here's the thing. It's hard to sweep a division opponent. It's just hard to do. I'm surprised the Falcons swept the Bucks. I just think – it's just hard to do, man, even against bad teams. The Panthers didn't get swept by everybody in the division. I mean, they won at least one or two division games. I don't know. I just feel like the Saints are going to win this stupid fucking game, even though they probably was in their best interest not to.
All right. I'm going to go with double down Buccaneers. Derek Carr's not playing. Alvin Kamara's not playing. We got Spencer Rattler playing. I just think they're a better overall team, and it's in Tampa. I think you should be pretty focused, I mean, on winning this game and trying to get in the playoffs. Next up, we've got another shit battle here. We've got the Jaguars taking on the Colts. Who knows if Anthony Richardson's playing? Who knows if he wants to play, you know?
What a disappointing fucking end of the season for this team.
I mean, he's not playing also. So it'll be old Joe.
Jags double down. I think they're going to win this game. I think they're going to actually go out and try and play hard and win for some reason. And then Doug Peterson's going to get shot in the back of the head as soon as he walks into his office, and that'll be that.
That'll be that. Yeah.
Also, fuck the Colts. I wouldn't touch – and also, just for everyone out there, I wouldn't touch the Colts with a 10-foot pole right now.
No, I mean, they just got – they got way too much fucking going on. They got there's just no control anywhere. You know, you got a fucking crazy owner, fucking head coach who, you know.
Who is their head coach? Shane Steichen?
Yeah, and he doesn't know what's going on. He's got a fucking quarterback who wants to play and doesn't want to play, and that's honestly probably the most. Listen, as a quarterback, you know coming in that you're gonna be a leader of the team, if not the leader, and for you to just not want to play like you're fucking Joel Embiid, okay? It's bullshit, okay? It's bullshit because, listen, you got guys like Joe Flacco out here who obviously still can't do it anymore, but he's out here giving it his all, and this fucking young pup fucking, I don't want to play. Yeah, fuck you. So I'm going to go, off of that reason, I'm going to go Jags double down. Which leads us to the next game, which is the Washington Commanders taking on the surprisingly 7-9 Cowboys.
Yeah, I think the Commanders are going to want to go out and win by a lot on this game. They want to make a statement. Dude, 12, if they win 12-win season with a rookie, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably the best year.
I knew this kid was going to be good. I knew he was going to be a cat immediately. I think they're going to go win this game. I think they cover the 6.5-point spread, too.
Are you going to double down on him?
Yes, double down, Commanders.
Yeah, I think I'm going to double down on the Commanders as well. I think, you know, Dallas had a little decent run there at the end of the year with, what's his fucking name? Cooper Rush. Which, really, I'm kind of surprised he never gets entertained as being, like, a quarterback anywhere else. I mean, he plays decent when he plays.
He's only good for four games, though.
He's like the Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, good career backup. I mean, that's pretty much what you're going to be. I mean, Fitzpatrick had good moments, but not sustained season-long success. It's just after four games, it's like, all right, he's a risk-taker. He'll fuck up and throw an interception at the worst time if we bait him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I just think that's why. Listen, here's the thing, dude. Guys, like NFL scouts, they know Cooper Rush, if he was good enough to start somewhere, he would be. That's just kind of, he's been in the league long enough at this point where if he was going to be a starter somewhere, he would be. I just think he's kind of just shown what he's capable of. He's not a turnover machine. That's one thing for him. I mean, he doesn't turn the ball over a lot, but he's not exactly an X-factor.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to roll with Commanders, double down. I think, yeah, like you said, they're going to want to get a win. And also, there's a little bit of seeding play there. So, I think they'll get to 12 wins. That'll be good for them. Next up, we got the Giants taking on the Eagles, who are sitting most of their players.
Fags.
And also, listen, you know, I know a lot of people are shitting on the whole they're not playing Saquon to break the record.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it also either because it's not the fucking record. You're playing a whole-ass other game to beat it. So, like...
No, yeah, well, actually... Well, wait a minute. Was Eric... Yeah, it was 16. Never mind. My bad. Well, in my opinion, the real record is O.J. Simpson's record. He had 2,072 yards in 14 games. That's the real record, in my opinion. But I agree with you also. You're right. I agree. You're right on that point. That's a good point. I like that point. Nobody ever brings that up, though. They act like they played 18 or 17.
Yeah, yeah, it just doesn't make sense. And Saquon has a history of being injured, so it's a legitimate concern.
Because I'm who I am, I would let him do it because, A, it is a big-time thing. It's also, I mean, look, our buddy Mark Gastineau, that guy's not in the Hall of Fame. He should be. Who knows? Maybe he is if he's the all-time sacks
Yeah, if Brett Favre doesn't take one for fucking
maybe
strength.
Brett Favre isn't a queer and falls down and gives a guy some bullshit sack.
Dude, him confronting him is so fucking hilarious. Have you seen that video?
It's awesome. Yeah, it's hilarious, but it's awesome also because that's the difference between a guy that's like, the NFL was fun, and the other guy that bled and died for is his life. Brett Favre's like, you're having fun. Stealing money from little kids and from volleyball net courts, and Mark Gasso still wearing his green blazer everywhere, has the same haircut as he did in the '80s, and he's still mad about a record that. Let's be honest. I mean, let's just say the way it is. He'd still have the record if Michael Strahan never broke it.
I mean, yeah,
he would. Nobody's done it since. It would still be his record, and he did it in 14. I think it was 16. If it was in the '80s. He did it in 16 games, which Strahan did too. But I mean, if you watch the video, Strahan totally took a dive, and I wouldn't have counted it. That was bullshit.
Well, here's the thing: you could have made it more believable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it was just
it was dumb. And then he got up and celebrated together like a couple of fucking ice skaters. Fuck that! That pissed me off. I'm on Mark Gastineau's fucking side on that one. He was right. He should have smacked Brett Favre in the face. He should have hit him and then been like, "That's for all the Mississippi, those poor Mississippi people that you stole their wealth." And also, what a piece of shit you gotta be to steal from the welfare department of Mississippi, the poorest state in all of the country. They barely have anything as it is, and yeah, you're gonna take what little they have and build some bullshit recreational sport court. No, fuck Brett Favre. I used to love the guy, and now I hate him. He's an asshole. See, and he ruined Mark Gastineau's life.
It's just one of those things that, like, yeah, I just can't, you know, like
he
I said,
ruined a guy's life.
Back to the separating the guys from the, you know, lifestyle versus players. That's what I have to do, you know, to like them.
You're choosing to do that.
Yeah, no, I am. Like, I'm, you know, like, you know, there's guys who, you know, maybe Chris Benoit, great wrestler, but, you know, like... Not exactly the best inning.
Okay, well, Brett Favre didn't murder three people. Brett Favre, yeah, he's a crook, but he's not a murderer.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, here's the thing on that, though, sometimes. Because, yes, you can separate the art from the artist, if that's what you're saying. But yeah. Sometimes you shouldn't give anybody credit for nothing if they're a piece of shit. They don't deserve it. They ruined their credibility by doing a horrible thing. Brett and Paul Heyman said it best about Chris Benoit. He's like, yeah, sure, if you're just talking about wrestling, he's great. But as a person, fuck him. Fuck that guy. And I have to agree. I mean, dude, listen. It's kind of like, you know, a guy like Vince McMahon, for example. You grow up your whole life. Like, oh, this guy rules. If it turns out he's a fucking piece of shit creepo, what am I supposed to do? Be like, well, I've liked him for this long. I can't turn my back on him. He doesn't even know who I am. He didn't pay me off.
I think it's more the people who try to delete that they ever existed kind of thing. Like, realistically, and I'm like, well, you can't.
Well, that's unrealistic. I agree it's unrealistic to do that, but I think it's more of like a... Let's not spend too much time giving him all this credit.
Yeah, for sure. You're not going to be like, this guy, but yeah.
But when it comes to stuff like when you're separating the art from the art, it's hard to give them credit without bringing up the bad shit. So whatever is so bad, you can't talk about. Dude, we can't talk about Chris Benoit without bringing up the fact that he died in a murder-suicide.
You
can't do it, even if you're talking about his wrestling. Like, hey, even if, can you imagine if he didn't kill his family? Like, yeah. I'm not going to spend my time talking about that to some stranger in a bar.
Hey, man, you,
But with this record, I agree with you. That's probably the best arguing point for me is, like, if he would have broken, like, they shouldn't have sat him last game. They should have kept let him keep going. I don't think he would have gotten another 106 yards. But that's the other thing. That's not a guarantee. 106 yards or whatever it is, that's a good game. That's not just like, let them do it in half.
Yeah.
If it's like 20, 30 yards, then you let him do it. But I agree. But here's the thing. If I'm Saquon, I don't care. Like, the record aside, I want to stick it to the Giants. But also, at the same time, maybe seeing the Giants win a game where they really need to lose would be actually more fulfilling. And also, let me just go up, and I need to make my pick. I'm going to go Giants double down on this game. Because I think they're going to do what they always do. Just do the wrong fucking thing. And they're going to win this game. Drew Lock is going to reel and forget that they're out of the playoffs and play his heart out. We did it, guys! We fucking... And all the Giant, all the fat New Jersey and New
Yorkers
in the crowd.
Fucking asshole!
You fucking piece of shit! You should have fucking lost, you fucking cocksucker!
I wonder even know if Kenny Pickett's going to be playing, because I know he got injured last game.
Oh my god. Who's the third stringer?
I don't even remember.
Kenny Pickett, dude, that guy's a bum. You see him, like, the ball was so heavy.
Oh, my God. It looked like out of a movie. I literally thought, what are you fucking doing? Like, he literally looked like he was doing some Jim Carrey movie skit where, like, he throws the ball and he just goes with it. Like,
it was literally like the ball was glued to his hand.
Yeah. That's all. I was like, damn, somebody needs to check his fucking gloves for foreign substance.
Someone needs to kick him out of the league. That's disgusting. And you know what's funny? He was having a really good game. And he just does the dumbest thing in NFL history.
I don't know about that. The butt fumble's pretty bad.
See, everybody says that, but it's just like, yeah, what would you do if Vince Wilfork was throwing an offensive lineman in your face?
It's just the worst looking thing. Like, when he just, because he fucking just head on.
I think Kenny Pickett wins now. I think that's the worst looking thing. Nobody was touching him. He tried to throw the ball and he didn't let it go and it made him fall.
Kenny Pickett's also got like one of the coolest things that happened in football too that they outlawed is the fake slide.
That was college though.
I know, but that was insane. Like when I saw that in real life, I was like, "What the fuck just happened? He just fake slide? Is that even allowed?"
Trevor, let's be honest. What's worse, trying to throw the ball with no one touching you and never even letting go and falling, or you try to run the ball and you get blown up? Like, come on. Like, at least Mark Sanchez is trying to make a play. Kenny Pickett.
I think it's just the fact that he ran directly into his ass is the thing. And it was his own guy.
I just think that you like it because you're a Patriots fan and it was the Jets. I think that's why you want to keep that alive.
No, I really just think it was bad.
See, I've never thought it was all that bad. I just thought Mark Sanchez was a fucking idiot.
I think that's up there, and then you got the Dan Orlovsky running on the back of the end zone.
See, I think that is also worse than Mark Sanchez. Listen, Mark Sanchez got blown up. He ran into the back of his offensive lineman, but everybody acts like he just ran into him and fumbled. Vince Wilfork was blowing that center up and pushed him into Mark Sanchez. So, it was a lot of force. There's a 400-pound man bull rushing the center, and you ran into them both. That's 1,000 pounds you just ran into. I dropped my fucking helmet off. But like, Dan Orlovsky's is just embarrassing. That's just embarrassing.
He just doesn't have. He has no awareness to what's going on at all. Like,
yeah, that's why you guys never won a game that year. But like, that's just embarrassing. The Kenny Pickett one, that's a doozy. I haven't seen something that bad in a long time. And then, the fucking Daniel Jones running free down the field and just tripping over nothing.
It's fucking, that was there's bad. So many memes about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's all white quarterbacks. White quarterbacks
trying to run.
Yeah, exactly, it's true. And then, like, Kenny Pickett, like, he wasn't trying to run, but he was scrambling and he tried to throw.
It just didn't work. He literally like he was going to throw himself out of his shoes.
it's literally like someone cast a spell on him. It's like, you can't like get rid of the ball. And, like, the ball went 1,000 pounds. He tried throwing it and it just went with him. And it's just so dumb. It's like when Tony Parker shot that 3-foot free throw. She's like, what the hell happened? Like, what happened? Oh, that's going to make, you know, what's crazy. I think I would rather be just a quiet backup my whole life than have a terrible play like that be remembered. Like, Dan Orlovsky still has that brought up to him on first take.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
By a bunch of people that didn't even play.
Yeah, I know.
And he's a big, you know, it's crazy. He's like a really big dude. He's like 6'5".
I know, he just doesn't ever, like on television, he just doesn't look like he's always sitting down.
Yeah, you don't really notice how big he is until, like, they're doing a segment where they're all standing up around each other. And, like, he's like, damn, he's fucking tall. But no, I think the Giants are going to win. Back to this game. I think the Giants are going to win this game, double down. They're going to do the thing that they always do, which is the wrong thing. And I hope they get nothing out of this draft. I bet they're going to draft a guy from FCS school, is what they're going to do. New York football will suck for the foreseeable future. It's going to suck.
Oh, it's going to suck because I think that Aaron Rodgers is leaving too. I don't know if he's retiring or what, but
I think you should just get out of here. I'm done looking at you.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm going to go with the Giants double down as well. I think that they will. I think that they will fuck it up and win this game. I don't know. I just think they will. Next up, we got the Chicago Bears on a fucking bender of a losing streak. How many games have they lost in a row now? Let's see.
They're 4-12. So that means they've lost 9 straight. Because no, sorry, 10 straight. They were 4-2. They were 4-2 at one point, which is just ridiculous. And you know what's funny? That's why firing your head coach in the middle of the season is such a gamble. Because it's just like, dude, you're 4-2. Like, or you were 4-2 at one point. So, I mean, it's obviously been better than what's been going on. You haven't won a game since you got fired. So, I don't know.
I think that guy just fucking found ways to lose games. Like, it's like he had 4-2, and then it was just like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Because it's like,
do what everybody was screaming at you to do in the offseason and fucking don't let him coach Caleb Williams for one day. They should have gotten rid of him after last season and started completely fresh.
Yeah.
Dude, literally the Bears just keep doing the same thing over and over. They get a terrible pick in the draft because they had a terrible season because of a bad coach. And instead of firing everybody and then drafting a good player, they're going to keep them even though they're on the hot seat. And whenever they have a bad year because they have a rookie quarterback, which is more likely than not, they fire them. And you got to restart all over again. That's what they're constantly doing, is restarting.
Well, and it's hilarious, too, because they fired Lovie Smith years ago when he had a shitty quarterback and got him to the fucking Super Bowl.
It was funny. The year he got fired, they had a winning record.
Yeah, I think they're 10-6. They would kill to be 10-6 right now.
Yeah, and they have Lovie Smith. I think Lovie Smith is a good coach. I think he gets the worst situations ever.
Yeah.
He got fucked out of the Bears job. Like, everybody, I remember at one point, was talking about him as one of the best coaches in the NFL, and then one bad year, and he gets fired, and they replaced him with John Fox, I think.
Yeah.
And then they were just a team that was just really good defensively, but a bad offense, like they are now. They have been since. And every coach they get is a fucking Muppet. They can't do nothing. They just hire a handsome, clean-shaven white guy that says, I know right from the nose. Like, they need to get Matt Vrabel in there. They need to get a fucking a hard-ass.
They need Vrabel or Gruden, that's what I'd say.
Oh, let me tell you what, man. I'd love to coach Caleb Williams. That guy's got a lot of
potential. He's got me feeling nicey.
Got me feeling nicey.
But, yeah, no, I mean, they've been down. They took it, like, when the Commanders made that fucking comeback on them, and they lost because they weren't fucking guarding, you know, a fucking 15-yard out route that got him enough yardage. And then you do all that and go to the press conference and go, well, that play didn't even really matter because... you know, I mean, it didn't matter, didn't do anything. Yeah, it did. It let him throw the fucking ball to the end zone, which he still didn't even get there. So if you're 15 yards back, there's no way you're making it.
Listen, let me just make it clear where I stand on Matt Eberflus. A, he should have never gotten the job in the first place. I'd never even heard of him when he got...
Listen, neither did I.
To me, the Chicago Bears head coaching job should be like a coveted position.
Yeah, it's one of the best historic fucking franchises there is.
I mean, it's not even because of winning, because they haven't really, they've only won one Super Bowl. They won a bunch of NFL titles in the 40s and shit, but like, it's one of the, I think they're either the oldest NFL team or the second oldest with the Packers. Like, it's them and the Packers, the two oldest NFL teams.
Yeah, oldest rivalry. So like,
they had a guy coach them for 50 years. So it's just like, it should be like the Steelers, three coaches in 50 years. You know what I mean? Like, it should be a coveted spot. That's why I thought Belichick going to the Bears. I was like, it makes sense to me. I mean, it's an old school style organization.
Except for the owner's a dumbass. That's the problem.
You know what? I do think Ryan Poles is a good GM. I mean, he did a good job of getting talent there. But whoever's in charge of the head coach and everything, which is usually the owner, yeah, they have not done a good job. Chicago has just looked like the exact same team every year since I was a freshman in high school. Great defense, horrible offense. But in this game, I'm going to go Packers, double down. I don't know if they're sitting anybody, but I wouldn't. They probably need to win this game for seeding purposes. Because if they lose and the Commanders win, I think that would make the Packers have to play probably the Vikings first round or something like that. Well, we'll see how that all works out.
Yeah. But it'll definitely affect. I mean, they can about to play the Eagles. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Packers double down here. I think that the Bears, at this point, if you fucking win now, you're kind of dumb. You don't need to win. You might as well get another draft pick.
Again, don't start trying to win now, dummy. Don't try to start winning now, is what I would say. What you've been doing all year.
Next up, we got Seattle taking on the Rams, which I guess this game's already clinched.
Yeah. Well, again, seeding. The Rams could get a more favorable matchup in the first round, but, or can they? Yeah, because of the, I don't know. From what I've heard, they're not playing anybody because they've pretty much already set in stone where they're going to be.
They're going to win the division, so yeah, they'll automatically be 3-seed no matter what.
I'm going to go Seahawks. This is a 5-point game. I'm going to go Seahawks straight up. And also, speaking of clinch, I think I'm pretty much sewn into the second spot. I mean, I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to do anything too crazy this week. I mean, I'd have to have, you know, probably score like 200, and Trey would have to have a really bad week. So I've already secured a playoff spot, I'm pretty sure. I'm, you know, 200 ahead of the third place spot. So I'm not going to take too many chances this week. I don't like any of these games. Seahawks straight up, I think they're going to try to win and be the best team to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm on the other end of that spectrum, and I'm going to go with Seattle double down. I think, yeah, they'll win this game. You know, Seattle's kind of one of those teams that, you know, I like Geno Smith. I like what they got there. But at some point, you got to go, do we have to one, take a step backwards to go forwards? Do we need to get him some more weapons? What do we need to do? Can he do it? One of those decisions I think might have to be made this year. Next up, we've got the Miami Dolphins with who the fuck knows starting at quarterback, taking on the fucking New York shitholes. Otherwise, it was the Jets.
I'm going to go Dolphins double down. They have a lot to play for in this game. The Jets are a dumpster fire. They're on fire right now. Aaron Rodgers isn't even trying to act fake optimistic anymore. He's going to war with the front office. A couple weeks ago, I thought he would be back next year because of the good faith he kind of had, but now he's throwing shots. I just don't think that that's a winning team. I don't even think they're going to be able to play spoiler. I don't think they're good enough to. And I have no idea what the Jets' future looks like. If they don't keep Rodgers, I really don't know what the fuck they're going to do next year.
Aaron Rodgers has kind of done a little, LeBron James Cleveland here is what he's kind of done. He's kind of fucked him for a couple of years.
Oh, he showed all, but he didn't win a championship. Like,
I know. I'm just saying.
He just showed up, yeah. Sunk the ship from inside, and then used the only scuba suit to get out of the submarine. And he's gonna, if he retires after one bad year, with it, you know, no one's gonna care. He's still first ballot. He'll be in the Hall of Fame in 2030. So who gives a fuck? The Jets are in such bad shape because the defense is not as good as it was, and maybe it wasn't as good as everyone thought it was.
No, they're talking about they're gonna have to get rid of.
If they were to win this game, the draft spot's not gonna be great.
And that's exactly why I'm going to pick the New York Jets, because I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to play good spitefully to fuck them over in a draft pick. And I think that...
Is he even going to play?
Yeah, he's supposed to play.
I thought I heard Tyrod Taylor might play.
I think he did go in last week whenever they were getting their dicks kicked in.
Yeah, well, Rodgers he wants to hit the 500 touchdown mark. He's one touchdown away, which I think he'll get if he plays. But,
I'm going to go.
I don't know.
I'm going to go Jets double down. I just think, I don't know, this is going to be a shit game either way.
Shit, dude. It's going to be in New York, too. It's going to be cold. That's going to be an advantage to them.
Next up, we've got, it's going to be a very watched game if the Bengals win and the Dolphins lose. Chiefs taking on the Broncos. Denver favored by 10.5.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, I mean, yeah.
I'm going to go Chiefs double down just because I think because everyone thinks they're going to lose, they're not going to. I think the Broncos have completely self-destructed at the worst time possible. And, I think they're going to. This is going to be the one thing I think that goes right for the Bengals. This is going to be the one thing that Kansas City is going to win. But they're going to lose to the Steelers, and the Dolphins are going to win, so it's not going to matter. Chiefs double down.
I'm going to follow the Chiefs double down. I'm hoping the stars line up for the Bengals again in the playoffs. Next up,
they're not going to win because you keep saying, the Chiefs don't want to see them. You know the Bengals play first round if they get in as the seventh, the last wild card? The fucking Bills.
Here's
you think
the thing,
they're
going
to beat the Bills?
No, I mean, I don't know. You never know. Here's the thing. If they get in with the defense plays good this time and their offense is still rolling like it is, they're a different team. I just like seeing a hot team like that. I like Joe Burrow, and I think he deserves to be in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Because he's fucking.
I've watched the team all year, and they haven't really beaten any good teams.
No, but I mean they've scored. It's the defense though. That's the thing, is it's the defense that's held them back.
No, I agree. But that's why I'm saying, like, I don't know how I would feel. No, I'm not going to question Burrow. The offense is going to do good. But against the Bills and the Chiefs, what it also is, it's Mahomes against that defense.
The beat
and
the beats.
Allen. And it's Allen against the Bengals defense. So I just, but that's where, like, it's not a lack of faith in the Bengals offense. It's the defense, which is like the most important game. You can't stop anybody.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, if you're looking at Bills versus Bengals, that's a fucking shootout, because the Bills' defense hasn't been exactly great this year either.
The Bills' defense plays well. I think it would be a higher scoring game, but I always come down to whose defense is better, because in a game like that, it's going to be who can stop who more.
Yeah.
And I think the Bills' defense at times has shown they're tough. The Bills have a tough defense. They can give up a lot of points at times, but they also play well enough in moments that matter. The Bengals, I just feel like, give up a lot of points. They don't cause a lot of turnovers. They don't get to the quarterback a lot. They don't it's just, you know what I mean? They played better the last few weeks as they tightened some things up. I don't know. I think if the Bengals get in, they're going to have the hardest road in the playoffs for any team.
Oh, for sure.
They're
going
to have to probably
play on the road every time. Yeah.
Let's say this. If the Bengals get in and they win first round, which they play the Bills, they play the Chiefs the next round, and then they'd have to probably play, let's say, the Ravens in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean, they would. It's a slaughterhouse.
They beat the Ravens.
The AFC is a slaughterhouse to the fucking Super Bowl.
So where all the best quarterbacks are. The AFC is where all the superhuman quarterbacks are. The NFC is the more balanced teams.
Yep.
You know, that's just kind of how it is. All the superhumans are in the AFC.
Yep.
But
next up, we got the Chargers taking on the Raiders. Raiders don't have anything to play for. Chargers.
Seeding. It's literally just seeding. If they win and somebody, I think if they win and the Steelers lose, they'll jump them in playoff position and you'll get an easier first round game. I think that's all. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. This is still a hard one to pick, though, because he's not really telling if they're going to play
the Raiders. Divisional.
Players. Yeah, it is divisional.
It's divisional. The Raiders have played tough the last few weeks. It always seems like the Raiders-Chargers is always a good game. It's a classic.
Raiders, in their division, they play they play the Chiefs close.
They always play everyone tough. I mean, that's just... I'm going to go Chargers. I think they're going to be more well-prepared. If the Raiders are smart, they'll lose this game. Chargers double down.
Yeah, I'm going to follow that as well. I think that Harbaugh will have them ready to play and want to build some momentum going into the playoffs. I'm going to go Chargers double down. Next up, we got a game that doesn't matter to either team, I guess. San Francisco, 6-10, disappointing season for the San Francisco 49ers with Joshua Dobbs making the start.
Looked good. He looked good for a little bit he played. He looked good. I think he's actually pretty good. I think he's one of those guys that might have a Geno Smith, Sam Darnold resurgence in his career. Because he's shown flashes of he's smart. Like, he's not a bad quarterback.
No, I mean, he looks like a guy who's already survived a lot of things, if you know what I mean.
yeah, gamma radiation. This guy's a fucking Hulk. Well, with that being said, I'm going to go 49. Who did you take, Chargers or Raiders?
I took Chargers double down.
Okay. Well, with this game, I'm going to go Cardinals double down.
Yeah.
I think the 49ers are packing it in. That team is just falling apart. I'm kind of wondering, because Brock Purdy's hurt, I'm wondering, that's like the worst thing that for him to have happened on a contract year is to miss the playoffs and get hurt right at the end of the season. So he just made it incredibly hard for the 49ers to justify paying him as much as he's going to garner in the market. I wouldn't pay. I'm going to go out on the record and say, with everything I've seen from Brock Purdy, I've seen him in the Super Bowl, I've seen him in the NFC Championship, I've seen him in playoffs. He's done something that it takes other guys longer to do because he's got a much better team around him. I don't usually like using that as an example, but I really do think the one thing, the reason why the 49ers don't have a single Super Bowl over the last 10 years is they've never had the right guy at quarterback. Maybe if they stick with Alex Smith, maybe, but I don't think Garoppolo was the right guy. After a while, they could have moved on from him and got Brady and been in better shape. I think they should have tried harder for Kirk Cousins or Matt Stafford. Purdy, I mean, you kind of got to roll with the guy that comes in and plays as hot as he did, but at this point, I wouldn't pay him. I wouldn't pay him long term. If you're going to stick with him, I'd give him a Baker Mayfield 3-year, $33 million a year type contract. I wouldn't keep. If I'm the 49ers after I lose this game and go 6-11 on the season, what I would do is I would trade Brock Purdy and some other stuff to the Rams for Matthew Stafford. That's what I would do. I think Matt Stafford has a couple good years left in him. I think he would look great in a 49ers uniform, too. And I think him and Kyle Shanahan would be a great combination. And I think that he may be able to win another Super Bowl with them if they can do some other. Because Matt Stafford's not going to get a $60 million a year, 5-year contract where you're stuck with him for years. The 49ers need to win a Super Bowl. That's what they need to do at this point. It's not about they've had the chance to build it and do all. At this point, with the talent you have, you're about to lose a bunch of guys in the offseason, the free agency after this upcoming year, after this next year. You got to win next year. Like, next year is your last chance, really, realistically, with the guys you're going to lose. So that's what I would do. I'd get Matt Stafford over there. I don't think Kirk Cousins is the answer because I just think he's done. I mean, he might not be done, but I just don't. He's never been a guy I thought that was going to win a Super Bowl. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a good call because that's taking a really big risk. So that's what I would do. I wouldn't keep Purdy, or I at least wouldn't pay him what he's going
to
win.
I haven't seen enough from him to do it either.
No.
And like I said, if I was going to pay him, I'd do, like you said, 3 years. You pay him a lot of money, sure, but make it, you know, where you're not going to get fucked for years to come.
No, he can't. He can't. Because here's the thing. If you give him that contract, it is going to handicap the team for 3 years. Their cap, like, and listen, I'm not pretending to be a cap expert, but I've listened to it, and from what I understand, they don't have money to spend. Like, they can pay him, and that's it.
Yeah, because he's already on the team, yeah.
If they pay him the 5 years, $60 million a year, which is going to be a little bit more than what Dak just got, which is ridiculous. I don't know why that happens the way things. You get paid based off your play, not off of who the last guy that got paid is. which, then again, that's a good argument. He's already accomplished more than Dak has, but is he better? I don't know. That's another. I wouldn't have given Dak $60 million. So yeah, that's my opinion. Yeah. But I just think the Niners are in a bad spot. I mean, they don't have. Like, they can't pay Purdy and surround him with the talent that he needs. And that's why having Purdy is kind of a disadvantage, because he needs a squad. He's not going to elevate all these guys into all-pro players. He's not a bad quarterback. Here's the thing. I don't like quarterbacks where every little thing has to be perfect for you to be successful. If that was the case, Brady wouldn't have won 7 Super Bowls.
He reminds me of just when he was younger, but he reminds me of a lesser Jared Goff.
Yeah, but I mean, Jared Goff's 6'5". He's got a fucking build on him. Purdy's small. He doesn't have a crazy good arm. Goff's got a good arm, too. But, I mean, I know what you mean as far as it's like, I mean, he's successful, but, I mean, is he really that good? I always thought Goff was good. I watched him go ahead.
See, that's why I said I think he's a lesser. Like, I think Goff is, like, top 10 quarterback, but he's...
I think Goff has been very disrespected. He got sent to Detroit to die.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why it would be great. If they could win, if they could win the Super Bowl, that would be insane just for that aspect.
And, you know, and him and, if they win, him and Matt Stafford should meet up at a bar in tears together and be like, hey, look, it worked out for everybody. Hey, who would have thought, huh? The two of us? That, I mean, that's a great story, too, but I don't know. I think the Niners have a lot of decisions to make. But here's the thing. If you don't pay Purdy, you get a guy like Stafford in on a veteran deal, then you've got all that money that you can pay to other guys that are going to be better at their positions that are more valuable.
Yeah.
If you don't have anybody on defense, dude, they're losing Greenlaw. I think Warner's, he's locked up. But they're, and then I can never say his last name right. Hailafunga or whatever, the corner. And then another guy. They got three guys that are all pros on their, that are coming. Their contracts are coming up, and then a bunch of other guys only have 1 year left on their deals. Which those are always. You never know if they're going to come back or not. They might leave or get traded or whatever. So I don't think their team's going to look the same next year. And I think if you're going to have any chance, you got to get a guy that can elevate. Not, you know, not a guy that you have to spend all your resources on surrounding. But you know what I mean? I just think if I'm going to spend all my money on talent, I want a guy that can elevate it whenever we get injured or whenever, you know, shit goes wrong. Because, like, when McCaffrey's been out, Purdy just doesn't even look close to the same. McCaffrey is the heart and soul of that offense. Like, he's the reason why it makes it so scary.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there.
That's why I think the Cardinals are going to win. The Niners are not in a good spot. What do you think, Cardinals or Niners?
I'm going to go Cardinals double down. I think Cardinals, you know, I think they can build off of this year. They had some good moments. They need to get a little bit better in
the
secondary. The
Cardinals have been the better team. Let's call it as it is. The Cardinals have been the better team all year than the Niners.
Yeah.
Not hard to make a decision on that. And it's hard. It's crazy to think because the Niners are always like a perennial Super
for
Bowl
sure.
favorite.
So, yeah, I'm going to write the Cardinals double down, which leads us to the final game of the regular season. What a battle it's going to be in NFC North. The Minnesota Vikings, 14-2, very shocking team. A lot of people didn't think they were going to be – I mean, nobody thought they were going to be as good as they are this year. All-around great team, taking on another all-around great team, the Detroit Lions. This is for the division. This is for the number one seed. Gotta love Dan Campbell
really
not resting his players last week. Yeah, this is going to be a hell of a game here. Who you taking?
This is the only game I'm excited for, really. I mean, the two games on Saturday are going to be good, but this one... I think it's gonna be a shootout. I think here's the thing: Lions won in probably the closest game in football this entire year. The Vikings had that game won. The Lions won at the very last second. Again, like I said earlier, it's hard to sweep a division opponent, and the Vikings are playing on another level right now. And you know what? I would have thought the Vikings could be really good if they got a really good quarterback. And whenever I saw that they were going with Sam Darnold, I was like, oh, so they're just, you know, they're tanking this year.
Yeah.
I got to give him a lot of respect. He's not, because here's the thing, I've watched him play many times. He's playing really good football. He's not managing. He's not being safe. He's throwing, like, dude, every time at the end of the first half, he's got over 200 passing yards and three touchdowns already. The guy is playing. He's obvious. I think he should be more in consideration for MVP. Definitely, like, most improved player, if that's a thing, but, like...
it is. He definitely should win that up for that. I don't know anybody else who should win that over him.
His numbers are good. I mean, and also, he's got a team, if the Chiefs lose and they tie them with the best record, except they're the, you know, I just think, I don't know.
And he's got,
I'm going Vikings, double down. I think they win this one. They split with the Lions. Lions will drop, I think, to the fifth seed, so that means they'll have to play. Who would that be?
They'd play probably the Bucks. The four
seed. Yeah, whoever, yeah.
Which did beat them earlier in the year.
The Bucks did, yeah, I think that's the last team they'd want to play. One thing, I do love the Lions. I would love to see them go far. I do think that the injuries are going to catch up to them because they are not. Ever since they've lost the bulk of their defensive guys, they have not been able to stop anybody. everybody is a race to 40. I don't think that's a way to win a Super Bowl. I think they're going to be hard to beat because they can also score a shit ton of points. But, you know, I don't know. I just think the Vikings get this one. I think it's like a – I think the score is pretty close to last time, maybe 32-25, something like that.
Yeah.
31-24. I think it's going to be a good game, though. 31-28, I mean. But I do think the Vikings win. Vikings double down 15-2, and they secure the one seed when no one thought it was possible.
That's crazy. I think if I was just picking normal, I'd go Detroit double down because it's in Detroit. I still think it's going to be a great game. But I'm going to go with Minnesota double down because Luke picked Detroit double down, so I got to go the opposite way. I mean, this game can literally go either way. I mean, these teams are so evenly matched up as far as, I mean, pretty close.
If they're healthy, yes.
Pretty close in the quarterback stats. I mean, they both have great wide receiver ones.
The Vikings defense is one of the best in football, so that's going to be a big plus for them going into the playoffs. They're going to be hard to score on, man. Like, I'm telling you, Vikings.
They also have a good home.
The NFC Championship.
They have a good home field advantage too, because I mean,
hell yeah, it's hard to win up there.
Yeah. So yeah, that concludes the regular season of the WRFL. It's been a good year. We'll do it great again year. Next year.
Yep. But don't worry, we still got the playoffs coming.
We still NFL got the playoffs.
Still got another month or so.
We got college winding down. We'll see if, you know, that's the thing about it. That's one thing about this is, you know, a lot of people want to say a lot of things about us and our, you know, I want them over here. It's rigged because we're not even in the fucking second round of the playoffs. I also, you know, it's also better for business when we're in the playoffs because nobody else wants to be on the fucking podcast and talk about their picks because they're pussies, I guess. So, you know, it is what it is, though. We got the NBA coming up soon. Yeah,
we'll start doing the podcast for that. We'll do that, like, once a week, maybe on Wednesdays, or I guess we do it on Tuesdays or Mondays or something, or whenever. We'll do it, you know, a little quick Wednesday, Thursday, Friday picks episode. We'll go through all of the games. And then, you know, just to kind of keep that going. But, yeah, I'm excited about that.
All right. You got any closing remarks?
Nope. Just follow the podcast. And thanks for keeping up with us on this football season. I know it takes a lot of our time away from the war room and all the other things. But, you know, it's been building up a lot the last couple of years. And next year is going to be even bigger. So thank you guys for keeping up with us.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's all we've got. Till next time, we will. It might be. I don't know when it's going to be. I know we got the Netflix Raw coming up. Pretty excited about that.
It's going to be awesome.
So we'll definitely be getting into that for sure. Talking about that. Everyone, thank you for joining us, and you guys have yourself a fantastic fucking weekend. Good night.
Goodbye.